Now you have a clothing line, which is beautiful. And you also now are doing housewares, so the Jean Seymour collection.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Do you design the items yourself? Because I'm a designer. I like to know about
these things. Well, actually, I have two beautiful homes, one in Malibu and one in England. Mm-hmm. And my collections are based on those homes. The first collection was called St. Catherine's Court Collection. And you can find it on janeseymour.com or in about 240 stores around the Midwest and the South. Wow. Places like Carson's and Perry Scott and McRae's and Prophet's Parisians, places like that. And I've been doing it for over a year now. We've just got a collection out there called Coral Canyon that's based on my home in Malibu. And it's really beautiful. And I do get involved with it, very involved. I mean, the prints, I help. I'm a painter, so
I
paint the colors. You are too?
Yes.
Yeah, I've actually got a show in the home and design thing in Bethesda, Maryland coming up next. It's my next art show.
Which
I happen to be shooting in Maryland, so it's very convenient.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I love it. I love designing homes. I love doing the fabrics, and you know, it's like a dream come true.
I don't know where you find the time for all this. I'm quite amazed by you. I really am. Every time you come on, I want to talk about your name though, because Jane Seymour is not the name that you were given at birth. Your original name is Joyce Penelope Wilhelmina Frankenberg. So how do you go from that Jane Seymour?
Well, first of all, I had an agent who said you have to change your name because it's too long, too foreign, and too difficult to spell. And secondly, I was a ballerina, first of all, and in those days, all ballerinas changed their names, and actresses did too.
They do?
And at one point, someone said, well, how about Anne Franks? And I said, well,
I don't think so.
And my sister's name was Anne, and I used to be called Frankfurter, Frankenberger, Frankenstein, you know, things like that. So, you know, I was okay about dropping that name. And then I came up with, I thought, plain Jane. If you're going to change your name, I mean, keep the initial. And somebody came up and said Seymour, and everyone thought, that name's familiar. They didn't really know why. And, of course, it was the middle wife of Henry VIII. And until they made all the miniseries and movies about Henry VIII, nobody really remembered.
Did she lose her head?
She died in exactly what I had when I was talking about preeclampsia.
Oh, how weird.
Yes, and I always had this feeling that if I stole her name, that I'd end up, you know.
And you almost.
And I almost.
Oh, my
gosh. That's
okay, now she just really.
I agree with Meredith. I don't know how you have the time to do all these things, but you do them really well.
Well, thank you. I have a passion for it. I love doing it, and it's fun to be working on a movie at the same time. And I'm usually covered in oil paint, so there you go.
Oh, my gosh. I am as well. Our thanks to Jane Seymour. We'll be right back.